小道之義小道之義小道之義小道之義小道之義大義一年義部祖南義四義如来小道之義小道之義小道之義小道之義小道之義大義一年義部祖南義如貧智三義如来小Chege chege chona la yon yon la do dami ya zi zi da ge zi nien ge be to nam ge
lo la ben zi san ge lo la la yon yon
나가서가서가서담은도옹봉웃음디배신차발에가서옹봉웃음쎄디배신에가서옹봉웃음디쇼차인삼수
Okay, I think we have finished with the sense direct perceiver.
어떻게해다디가르스나가르스나다디네고야질라다홍보홍보모습수도가나또다담보가르스나다왜다담보홍보모습세디다투모많이뱉다기옹보숙제뭐유명하다옹보숙만약틈오면된옹보숙제먹을때는깨봐씻고해야지서뭐지그랬던것도지난해아니떡밥많이봐씻고해야지지난해아니마토와씻고해야지그지저숨참고도옹보숨쎄야돼
So a sense direct perceiver is something that is produced in dependence upon its own uncommon empowering condition, a physical sense power, yeah? Right? So that's one of the features of a sense direct perceiver. Yeah, it is produced in dependence upon its own uncommon empowering condition, a physical sense power. On top of that, it is non-conceptual. And on top of that, it is non-mistaken, yeah? So a sense direct perceiver possesses these three characteristics.
어디내게돈했다다옹봉웃음세다디내게돈에과렌과시알바다봉웃음세다디내숨창해질옹봉웃음세
This is how you have to understand a sense direct perceiver. Yeah. So what is a sense direct perceiver? It is a mind that has these three characteristics. Yeah.
어떻게네다디내지도가라다옹봉웃음서도가라아니가르스나옹봉웃음들라다옹봉웃음들라다옹봉웃음참아인구그래베스네다미시치와시당바이나다가정인구그말에스어디양코섬으로콜고기와래
So if someone was to ask, is a direct perceiver necessarily a valid cognizer? Then you should be able to say no, not necessarily so, yeah? But you have to understand why it's not necessarily so.
가장 가르스나 가장 뒤 로에나 강들 옹봉어숨 샤도가나 옹봉어숨 옹봉어숨도 기회 안 참아요 하랬어 옹봉어숨도 기회 제시해요 하랬어 옹봉어숨 기회 나나 많이 벌어요 하랬어 가장 단 샤도와 다 뒤에 있네 다 옹봉어숨나 옹봉어숨 참아 인구고 말했어 다 랍투해시
In the notes, it's clear that when sense direct perceivers are divided, there are sense direct perceivers which are valid cognizers, sense direct perceivers which are subsequent cognizers, right? And sense direct perceivers which are AAA, awareness to which an object appears but is not ascertained. From this, it is then very clear. You should be able to know instantly that if it is a sense direct perceiver, it is not necessarily a valid cognizer, isn't it? Like, or a sense direct perceiver is not necessarily a valid cognizer. Tio? Tio?
Look like getting better, huh? Not sure what look like.
This is called a facsimile. So, you know, we made the chart, yeah. I think there was this table that basically all the answers are given, right? For example, of the seven in the sevenfold division of consciousness, how many are valid cognizers and how many are not? Yeah, isn't it? So if it's very clear from that.
That doctrine, Namsan Mishik, that Chua Tibai, the Lord is doing, and Samai Makazur, Samai Makazur, Namsan Laptovaji, Sukukuyar.
So you have to know it at your fingertips, you know, right? If somebody would ask you, for example, in the sevenfold division of consciousness, how many are valid cognizers and how many are non-valid awarenesses, immediately you should be able to say this and that.
How many? Quick.
Two, five.
Two and five. Two and five. You sure? I thought three and four, no?
What? A subsequent cognizer is valid, isn't it?
No, you must be confirmed, you know, you can't have doubt anymore.
Isn't a subsequent cognizer valid? It's not a valid cognizer. The subsequent cognizer doesn't realize its object? So anything that's old is bad, basically.
Okay. Looks good.
Looks good.
Oh, Tuxedi. Oh, Tuxedi, Chadanta, Ta Umbongosum, Sudogana, Ta Umbongosum, Sama Yinkumares, the Junzakarzo, Umbongosum, Sama Chesha Nala Maniba, Yung Chuashi, Chazan Titan, the Michi Chua Tibaina, Umbongosum, Umbongosum, Sama Yinkumares.
Yeah. So if you are asked, is a sense direct perceiver necessarily a valid cognizer? The answer is no, because from the division of the sense direct perceiver is very clear. Yeah? Because there are sense direct perceivers which are valid cognizers, and sense direct perceivers which are subsequent cognizers, sense direct perceivers which are awarenesses to which an object appears but is not ascertained. Right.
Oh, tindesh, that tindesh, that tindemai, that imanzo tindiba yigi musum sedita. That's 다 영화를 때네 개발이 과야 직체 한다 그다 아니 똑바 많이 바꿔야 직체 아니 맞춰 바꿔야 직체 다 기조성 장고도 이제 무슨 무슨
So next year you have a mental direct perceiver, yeah. So one of the things that determines a mental direct perceiver is its uncommon empowering condition, yeah. Yeah, it is produced in dependence upon its own uncommon empowering condition, which is a mental sense power. On top of that, it is also non-conceptual, and on top of that, it is also non-mistaken. Yeah. So these three characteristics, yeah.
That tells them again, me think it's. 대성계 미팅에 다티는 기주식장 다시 가르스나 신력이 다 신력이 샤바스니다 증인 안 유도가라 다 신력 어떤 것이 과야지 숨고요래
but it's not sufficient you know these three characteristics on top of that you know a mental direct perceiver is an other knower yeah
뭐 다 독신 따고
It's in the definition of a mental direct perceiver, isn't it? Right?
Yeah? The definition of a mental direct perceiver, isn't it?
So the definition of a mental direct perceiver is there, just given that that is which is generated independence upon its own uncommon empowering condition, the mental sense power, and it's a consciousness that is an other knower that is non-conceptual and non-mistaken, isn't it? So we can only understand what the mental direct perceiver is on the basis of its definition, yeah, isn't it? So that's why one has to memorize the definition. On the basis of the definition, then, you know, we are able to extract, you know, the essential features that make up a mental direct perceiver, right, isn't it? From the definition, you can see there are four things that must be there, yeah? It has to be produced in dependence upon its own uncommon empowering condition and mental sense power. On top of that, it is non-conceptual. On top of that, it is non-mistaken, and it is an other knower. So, if these four features are present, then that would that would make that mind a mental direct perceiver.
Oh, that's a question. Ani korang la, ani si ta yiji musum sete la ta cama cishe nala manje palo.
Just like a sense direct perceiver, yeah, a mental direct perceiver. Can also be there are mental direct perceivers which are valid cognizers, there are mental direct perceivers which are subsequent cognizers, there are also mental direct perceivers which are awarenesses to which an object appears but it's not ascertained, yeah, right?
No, that today some time to gala, and it's you mustum you more you eh, that then I tell some my young, you mustum you more you eh, and it's you look share my young, that you mustum you more you eh, you show my young, that you mustum you more you eh, japa my young.
See, so these there are three which are mental direct perceivers, isn't it? Right? Mental direct perceivers which the thing is mental direct perceivers which are valid cognizers, mental direct perceivers which are subsequent cognizers, mental direct perceivers which are awarenesses to which an object appears but is not ascertained. From this, it is clear that there are no mental direct perceivers which are inferential valid cognizers. Mental direct perceivers which are inferential valid cognizers. There are no mental direct perceivers which are correctly assuming consciousnesses. There are no mental direct perceivers which are doubting consciousnesses, and there are no mental direct perceivers which are wrong consciousnesses. Yeah.
Oh,
Next, you have a self-knowing direct perceiver. Yeah? So, the definition of a self-knowing direct perceiver is that which has the aspect of an apprehender, is free from conceptuality, and is non-mistaken. Most tenets of the four Buddhist tenets, yeah, most of them assert self-knowers. The Sutra school, the mind-only school, and the autonomy middle way school, they assert self-knowers. The great exposition school and the consequence middle way school do not assert self-knowers. So, the Sutra school, the mind-only school, and the autonomy middle way school, you know, there are reasons why they assert self-knowers. Yeah. So they have their own reasons. Yeah. They think about stuff and then they conclude that self-knowers have to exist. Yeah. So what is a self-knower? Self-knower is that which is the aspect, yeah, or that which has the aspect of the apprehender. Yeah. Essentially, a self-knower is an experiencer of consciousness. Yeah. It is the same collection together with the consciousness it is experiencing. A self-knower experiences a consciousness. Yeah. What it experiences is a consciousness, not something outside like a form, external form, what have you. You know. But what it experiences is a consciousness. Yeah. And it is of one collection with the consciousness that it experiences.
That
So a self-knower is experiences, you know, is directed inwards. What he experiences is a consciousness that is of one collection of the same collection with Vidya. It's not directed outwards. The self-knower is not directed outwards. And how does the self-knower experiences the consciousness? The consciousness that comes along with it. He experiences it non-dualistically, without any duality. You know? Okay. He experiences the consciousness through the subsistence of duality. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
어 독심이 다 돈다 아니지 다 지치는 뒤에도 빼나 갈 소래 다 소소 뒤에 갈 소래 빼나 빼나 갈 소래 다 빼나 다 빼나 범진 똑같다 어떻게 아니 봄바 똑 쓰고 하러 갔다 나 봄진 제바디기 봄바 똑 쓰고 하시 봄바 똑 가러 갔다 지 다 봄바 봄진 제바디기 봄바 똑 쓰 가서 하라 똑바디 가러 갔다 지 갖고 싶어 하네 아들 마셔 도스님도 코랑코랑 세트니기 모시여 바세 디다 랑이나 신체가 말면 나와디기 유신 세기도 와 다디 신세기 시어바세지 로와 베티나 신다 말면 코랑 초바나 랑기 모 세트에기 차지여 바세 다가 나신 말면 나와디기라 신 유신 사월세기 누바여 되니시도 와 인기 코랑도 초바나로 와 테나 신다 랑리다 시릭 세리 페신 페신
Maybe let's look at an analogy in order to understand a self-knower and an other-knower. The Nam was in the light, the illumination of a butter lamp. Flame, yeah. Illumination of flame. By entity, it is that which is clear. Yeah. By entity, a flame is that which is clear. Yeah. It's illumination, isn't it? It's nature is illumination, isn't it? That is its nature, isn't it? It is by nature bright, illuminating. And this flame can also highlight other objects, illuminate other objects, right? Shine on them.
You clear with the example? Okay. That took Sidugana. What Tegana Shin? That Sheba Sidugana. Quarang Chopan and Yim. Squadron. Sitting young something or Chigdang. And it's you. You Shamba. Set wegi siapa ni yang si sopan?
Rangri
itu syirik set itu.
So it's like you know, just like the example, you know, a consciousness by nature, by entity is that which is clear and knowing, isn't it? And di kong di syirik mo si syirik di.
Syirik set di yusin sah si.
Yeah, so that's likened to yeah. So then you know the consciousness, you know, an other knower is that which clarifies or highlights another object other than itself. So when you know a consciousness basically has these two factors, by entity, it is by nature that which is clear and knowing. And the consciousness is also able to highlight, you know, to clarify another object, isn't it? Right. So these two are established, you know, in any consciousness. Yeah, these two factors. Okay, so I forgot to mention this. The two factors of consciousness, yeah. So, you know, the factor by nature that which is clear and knowing, so that is related to aspect of the apprehender, and then, you know, that it is that consciousness also being able to illuminate other objects, yeah, that is related to that aspect of an apprehended. Yeah, okay. So then regarding the, you know, the self knower, yeah. Why do some schools assert self knowers, yeah? So it's related to memory. Yeah. The explanation of how why we can remember stuff, yeah. So we see blue, let's say. You know, or you saw something, let's say the object is blue. Subsequently, later on, you know, you remember, oh, at that time I saw this and that. For example, I saw blue at that time. The reason why we are able to remember having seen blue in the past is because in the past, there was a valid cognizer which realized blue, isn't it? Reason why we can remember, let's say having seen blue in the past was, you know, because in the past we actually saw blue. You know, the blue was realized by a valid cognizer, isn't it?
Oh,
So you know, you see blue, then later on, you know, we remember having seen blue, yeah. So at the time of remembering having seen blue, we remember blue, but we also remember the experience, you know. Isn't it? The experience of having seen blue, isn't it? I saw blue, yeah. Yeah? So, you know, we think, oh, I remember seeing blue. There's a remembrance There's a remembrance of the mind, you know, which saw blue. Yeah. So subsequent to seeing blue, later on when we have a memory of that experience, that memory consists of memory of remembering the object blue and remembering the subject, the consciousness which saw blue. Yeah. You agree? Yeah, later on, you know, we think, I saw blue. Blue was seen. So we remember both the object and the subject, isn't it? You agree or not? Or you are prasangikas? Everybody asserts memory, isn't it? Even the prasangikas and the, I mean, it's no problem, right? We remember both the object and the experience, yeah. You know, the mind experiencing that the object, isn't it? Why do we remember blue? Because at an earlier time there was a valid cognizer realizing blue, isn't it? So likewise, the reason why we remember the eye consciousness apprehending blue was because at that time there was an experiencer, there must have been a valid cognizer, an experiencer of that eye consciousness apprehending blue. That's why at a later moment we can remember the eye consciousness that apprehended blue. So that's why the proponents of self-knower assert that there must be a self-knower at the time or when the eye consciousness was apprehending blue, yeah. There must be an experiencer of that consciousness. Without there being this self-knower, which is the experiencer of the eye consciousness apprehending blue, without a self-knower at that time, later on, you will not be able to remember that eye consciousness that saw blue. So for this reason, therefore the proponents of the Sutra school, the mind-only school, and the autonomy Nibbana school assert self-knowers, yeah. Because for them, if you do not assert self-knowers, you know, you will not be able to have a remembering consciousness of the, you will not be able to remember, you know, the, in this case, you know, the eye consciousness which that saw blue earlier.
Okay. 제보 노보 아 제보 아 노보 아 아 떼보 나 제보 야 아 아 텐데시래 자꾸 소티래 거 아 가소래 아유 조조 딱고랑 저기다 랑리 더 만남기 딱 죽바 탁쇼시 팀 말해 딱 연애면 내가 보고 해서 랑리 시작업이 진짜지 개발을 뚫는 쪽이지 딱고랑 저기 바 탁쇼 팀 말해 아니 빼니 딱에 나시래 빼나 말매기 말매기 나와 코랑나 나와도 세식이 높아지어라 봐 코랑 여반 나신 숙신 세트에 높아지 코랑도 봐 말매 나와 배낭신 다 샤버 코랑기 코랑 뇽통이시 다랑 세시 아니 샤베 유신 뇽통이시 다 시릭 세시
So yeah, so basically this is the most important reason and for those who are self-knowers, this is the most important reason that they put forth, you know, in justifying their assertion of self-knower. Basically, is to account for memory. Right. So it's just like going back to the analogy of a flame. Yeah, the flame by nature is that which is clear and knowing, yeah. It's able to illuminate itself. It's by nature illuminating. So it's able to experience itself, self-knower. But the consciousness is also able to illuminate other objects, yeah, other objects other than itself. So that's an other knower.
What did the Shirisha talk to me? That's Sunam, Zinam, Sedo Tinere, Tachidam, Ani Karsana. ただ、ジナミヤンガルワスにワラツニナネヤ、ジナミヤンガルワスにウドワ。だってなれなかし。ラニモスムツメツニシャドワナ。ヤンガルワスに教えてくれ。ちょっとそもそも。かなこのちょしん、ジンバヤンガルギュトボランサドミテレクバスタン、ラニモスムツメツニシャドワナ。
테마
라는 모습을 처음에 증이셔도와
처음에 이제 어느지 리민도
다시 한번 직발에 다다 가나 관나 초신 진바 양가로 왔어 이외에 똑바던 다시 사드미라 이거
あ、見えまで。見えまで。だ、なんかしんど、だってから。立ち断てるしゃ。あの、どうで、どうで、どうで、パンクのです。うん、ピースピースコ。あ、立ちんど。
あ、ちょっと。オッケー。だとしね。だとないにからすな。だ、だらにもすもせとだそのこれしょなってから。だとだらにもすもとかし。これは。うん、どう。かなこんな調子にじんばやんがいとばなさてみればしばすらにもすもつみしゃ。つんしゃとかな。やんがおで。やんがでとなで。たん。
영가오 둔다디 짬으로 대점
대점도 말해라 영가로 왔으면 다 대시게 담이는 온다 다 영가오 왔으면 심정 심정 가야 많이 배 시아바시를 했으시도 와 영가오 대시게 비도 가나
그럼 돈은 자스 기우도 와 자스
영가로 와 영가로 왔어야 되는데 잡셔 다 심정 심정 가야 많이 배시 다 돈다 김도 다 돈다이니 아 다 김도 That's not that to see that. 보라네 무슨 가르치는 시작을 해서 좀 더 진척이 따뜻한다. 그때에서 삼아 걸어가야지. 니 따 중남당 지남 세대 가르를 쓰게 하네. 그때에서 삼아 자.
So it is good to understand why is self-knower asserted, yeah, right? So in this case, we know what a self-knowing direct perceiver is, yeah. So it's important to understand why it is asserted. It's also important to understand what is an aspect of the apprehender, an aspect of the apprehended, yeah.
That's one. That don't die me. That nang. That shabu korang nyongzengi. Shabu korang nyongzengi. That shi nyongzengi chashi doa. Shabu korang nyongzengi chashi. Nyongen. That nyongzengi nyongzengi chadila. That jinam suni mintai. Shabu korang ki yuishin jimbe sanin jinam sashi.
So, you know, the factor of a consciousness which is just the mere experience, no? Yeah. So that is an aspect of the apprehender, yeah. And the factor of the consciousness which illuminates other objects, which experiences something other than itself, no? Other than consciousness, yeah. So that is a aspect of the apprehended.
Okay. Oh, tindarisha. Ta tinema ani je karsore ta. Ta rare musum sedi ta karsna. Seme mare, simjunga mare, sini ya. Oti simda simjung kaya mare, oto sini ya yungu yare.
So, a self-knowing direct perceiver is neither a main mind nor a mental factor.
어떻시니 가르스나 다 섬던 섬중 샤에 대해 소 수남 여기 남바 젠베 샤네 섬중 세디 용거래 수남 샤네 샤거래 섬던 섬중 세디 수남 샤라 샤시 그리고 진남 샤라 섬던 섬중이 차바디 치기 요마래 제단 다 진남 샤 수남 샤디라 섬던 섬중 세니 차바 제 용하시 그리고 제단
So it is said that the presentation of mind and main minds and mental factors are from the perspective of the aspect of the apprehended. Yeah. Okay. So a self-knower is an aspect of the apprehender. So and therefore a self-knower is neither a main mind nor a mental factor.
What is the sumsha? That toxini, that dinema, taganashin, that rally, rally, musum sudugala, kola taganashinta, rally musum, sema, jeshi, nalamani, lusum, otosini, yonte.
So, when divided, no, there are self-knowing direct perceivers which are valid cognizers. Self-knowing direct perceivers which are subsequent cognizers and self-knowing direct perceivers which are awarenesses to which an object appears but it does not entertain.
Just. Then a tangent be jugi, there was Shabai Munyamsun, Randy Mosum, Shadabi jugi, there was Shabai Munyamsun, Randy Mosum, that jumping be jugi, there was some Munyamsun, Randy, since she shouted in the Shadowa.
So the illustration of a self knowing direct perceiver, which is AAA, is given there, right? Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I'll just have to read it out again. A self-knowing direct perceiver. So an illustration of a self-knowing direct perceiver, which is an awareness to which an object appears but is not ascertained. For example, a self-knowing direct perceiver in the continuum of a samkhya that experiences bliss as being a consciousness. A self-knowing direct perceiver in the continuum of a vaisheshika that experiences bliss as being a consciousness. And the self-knower in the continuum of a nihilis, which experiences an inferential cognizer as being a prime cognizer.
Okay. Ta.
Hey, okay. Yanga. Just.
Really.
Just.
Ta.
Just. Yanga. Simba Yanga.
Ta tonda tire. Pena tangje ba tong chida ba. Ta tonda yin dewa se di sheba ma res. Ta ta penbo res. Ni ta korang zu ta. Dawasini shabar dugyo mare, tatata, karsana, koranzu, the dawasini shabar mare, ko sukjambashi duashi. Taranglula dawasina, the shabar chayashi.
So, you know, people like, you know, the these are the non-Buddhist Indian philosophical traditions, yeah, like the Samkhya, like, you know, like the, yeah, and so forth, yeah. According to some of these non-Indian schools, non-Buddhist, Indian non-Buddhist philosophical systems, they assert that bliss is matter. Yeah, bliss is matter. Matter.
Oh, today, that is Yang Penbe, that, Chema Kanga, that Musum Chema is, Java City Omar is, that.
Okay, so they said that bliss is matter, not consciousness. Whereas, you know, for us, in the Buddhist position is that bliss is necessarily a consciousness. Yeah. And then you have the nihilists. Yeah. So everything that, for them, a valid cognizer is necessarily So the nihilists for them, they only assert direct valid cognizers. Yeah. They do not even accept or assert inferential valid cognizers.
Oh, did this do kala? Ta? Tinde penata than a tangsin be juki, that dewa, this sheba chagure, sheba in the conyumsun your rangri yobachi. That tin yumsun your rangri tiki, any carasana. Ta, there was sheba in a mato sugugura, that there was sheba in a nala manjabains. That rangri tiko mato sugugure, that yongs, matos, that in the lakuyo dogs.
So, in the continuum of a Samkhya who experiences bliss, yeah, this person, this Samkhya, does not realize that bliss is a consciousness, yeah. Or it appears. But it's not that Samkhya does not realize that bliss is a consciousness. Yeah.
Dewa lah.
Mar dewa siapa yang banyak sunyi orang itu kuhur wah, yokur wah, tijulah yuar wah dah.
There is, according to the proponents of a self-knower, in the continuum of this person, bliss is a consciousness, right? Although the Samkhya does not realize that bliss is a consciousness, but bliss is a consciousness, and there is an experiencer of this consciousness, right? There is an experiencer of this bliss as well, right? There's a self-knower, right?
Oh, that dawati, that tiki, and it's your kasore. Dawas. Kalosta. Dawa. Dawa siapa yang bati nyamsu nyunggu yo. Rawa rang di tiki. Ina dawa siapa yang bati dogu yo mana sana.
So the self-knowing, the self-knower that experiences bliss, experiences the bliss, but does not realize it. Yeah.
So
the self-knower that experiences the bliss, in the continuum of Sakya, Samkhya. I'm going to start a religious war here. The self-knower in the continuum of Samkhya that experiences bliss, that self-knower experiences the bliss but does not realize the bliss. So therefore, it is an awareness. It's a self-knower which is an awareness to which an object appears but is not ascertained. So in the mind, in the continuum of a nihilist. A nihilist don't assert, they don't believe in inferential value cognizers. Yeah. But it doesn't matter whether they believe it or not, but the thing is, in their minds, they have inferential value cognizers, yeah, isn't it? Right? So there must be a self-knower experiencing this inferential value cognizer as well, right? So if that's the case, this self-knower which experiences the inferential value cognizer in the continuum of nihilism has to be a self-knower which is an awareness to which an object appears but is not ascertained. So yeah, so one has to say that the self-knower experiencing the inferential value cognizer in the continuum of a nihilist, that self-knower does not realize the inferential value cognizer, but it experiences it. Yeah, it experiences it, but so basically it is an AAA.
Can I just simply assert that any self-knower that is non-dual with any awareness to which object appears but not ascertained is an example of this? Yeah, a self-knower that experiences that AAA mind is an example of this. So any self-knowers that is conjoined with the AAA consciousness is the example of this. I'm just trying to see whether it's a simpler example than this three given.
No, the illustration given here is a self-knower which is a AAA. Yeah.
So that is different from a self-knower which is experiences an AAA.
Is your question asking about the self-knowers which are AAA or self-knowers which experiences an AAA?
Yeah, self-knower which experiences an AAA.
Okay.
Is that an example? I can use that. A self-knower which experiences an AAA, it's AAA, can be an example here.
Can you repeat one more?
For every AAA or any consciousness, there is a self-knower, as asserted. Yeah. So therefore, for an ordinary AAA, for example, a year consciousness that
ordinary AAA.
Ordinary, like not this kind of a sound that clearly appears.
Non-ordinary AAA.
Okay, a sound that clearly appears to a ear but is not ascertained, not realized.
Yeah.
There's a self-knower that experiences this this aspect. So that self-knower can be asserted to be this example, yeah? Because now they are listing three examples concerning the non-Buddhists. So can I just say a simple example would be a self-knower experiencing its AAA. The ear, you know, the sound clearly appearing to ear, consciousness, but it's not ascertained.
So basically you're saying a self-knower experiencing an AAA is necessarily a self-knower which is an AAA.
Yeah, so I'm asking whether, how do you, yeah, put forward that?
So I mean there's a ear consciousness to which sounds appear when the mind is when one is fully engrossed in looking at something, yeah. So you know the mind to which the sound appears is an AAA, isn't it? So then there is a self know experiencing that mind, isn't it? AAA, isn't it? But whether this self-knower which experiences the AAA itself is a self-knower which is an AAA.
So this gets more and more complicated, yeah.
Not complicated, in a gogumar. The patient got a cobar. Get on your yachur.
Not necessarily so.
Oh, Benam, did I yachur? Pesit that tonga yachur, Ben Nalamani, Lord Yamsun, you are around here, Nalamani, Lord Doctor.
So, it is possible to have a self-knower experiencing an AAA to realize the AAA.
For example,
So the ear consciousness to which a sound appears in the continuum of someone whose mind is very engrossed in form. So that ear consciousness, yeah. You know, I mean, you hear something in the background, right? That mind, that ear consciousness, is an AAA, right? It's an awareness to which an object appears, but it's not ascertained, yeah.
That tegi, tinde nyamsunyo rangri tegi, tinde nalamanyo lodi tok chukuru waasukur.
So the self-knower experiencing this year consciousness can realize its mind, yeah. The mind, yeah. Realize the yeah. Possible?
Wow. The karasana.
Because it remembers.
Why? Because later on, you remember. You know, did I hear it or not? So later on, we remember that AAA, isn't it?
Okay.
So I think, why can't we say that a self-knower which experiences an AAA can realize the AAA?
So next one is that just now Kenrichi mentioned that the study of mind and matter factor is with respect to the apprehended
aspect of the apprehended.
So there's so far no mentioning of aspect of the apprehender, except for the self-knower. So I was wondering, can Kenrichi explain how something is apprehended without an apprehender? Assuming there is no apprehender, because it is you mentioned that mind and matter factor is asserted with respect to the aspect of the apprehended. So there's no mentioning of the aspect of the apprehender. So how does the aspect of an apprehender factor in the study of mind and benefactor if there's none? So you need an aspect of apprehender to apprehend the apprehended?
I don't know what he's talking about.
Okay. Huh? For example, in the last lesson, Henry Mitchell's own postulation was the immediately preceding condition for the eye consciousness apprehending blue is the aspect of the apprehended.
Aspect, yes.
Yes?
Yes.
So, from there, because Kenri did not say that the eye conscious apprehending blue that is generated immediately after it is the aspect of the apprehender, but it was a natural assumption, a natural flow of thought that the eye consciousness that is generated in dependence on the three conditions gathering, and immediately preceding condition being the aspect of the apprehended. Therefore, the eye consciousness apprehending blue becomes a natural conclusion or a natural inference that it becomes the aspect of the apprehender, the eye consciousness apprehending blue. Becomes the aspect of the apprehender that apprehends the immediately preceding condition, that which is generated in the aspect of blue. The consciousness that is generated into the aspect of blue, which has the aspect of the apprehended.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was my natural inference. So
you get what he's saying? The last lesson, Kemji, they talked about the three things coming together, right? Then one of the three things is the consciousness, right? So at that time, the consciousness is generated into the aspect of vas. In the next moment, that consciousness transforms into the entity of eye consciousness apprehending vas. When the three things come together at that time, there's no eye consciousness apprehending vas, yeah? Because cause has to precede effect, isn't it? So, but at that time, there's a consciousness which is generated in the aspect of vas, right? That consciousness in the next moment transforms into the eye consciousness apprehending vas, right? So he's saying that this eye consciousness apprehending vas has an aspect of the apprehender. Why? Because it is a continuation of the consciousness which existed prior to it at the time when the three things met together.
So essentially the question is, where does the aspect of the apprehender come in, you know, in the study of mind and manifest, or is there no such thing in the first place? If there is no such thing, okay, then the aspect of apprehended sounds like it's apprehended, but by what? Because the apprehended means it is apprehended.
No, the apprehended here refers to the object, you know.
Huh? The immediately preceding condition, which is the consciousness that immediately precedes.
So,
an aspect of the apprehender does not merely refer to any mind that realizes another mind, you know.
I think maybe confusion there, yeah?
So I just want to know where is the aspect of the apprehender is? Where is this mind? Because Ken Rumi just also mentioned that to understand aspect of apprehender and aspect of apprehended, understanding this is very important. Just mention only. So could you, Ken Rumi, just elaborate?
So, yeah. I thought I'll explain, huh? Toxin, that Sunam said that and that. That kind of casual number the Ayo Chitan, that kind of color.
The The study of aspected consciousness is one of the most difficult aspects of the study. Seriously, this is one of the most challenging the topic on aspects. No? God, it's like. The presentation of mind, main mind, and mental factor is from the perspective of the aspect of the apprehended. Why? How do you distinguish a main mind from a mental factor? A main mind engages or realizes. What does a main mind do? It realizes the entity of the object, whatever object in question. The mental factor realizes the characteristics of the object. You know? They're different, yeah? Isn't it? Basically, this basically the difference between a main mind and the mental factor. Yeah? Main mind more focuses, engages in the, realizes the entity of the object. The mental factor goes into the specifics, like the characteristics and what have you about the object. Yeah? That's what the mental factor is. That's it. Yeah. So the mind and mental factor is explained mainly from the perspective of the aspect of the apprehended. So therefore, through the sense direct perceiver, mental direct perceiver, and yogic direct perceiver, one explains the mind and mental factors. The presentation of main mind and mental factor is not done from the perspective of self-knowing direct perceivers. Why? Because what is a self-knowing direct perceiver, or basically, what is a self-knower? A self-knower is just an experiencer, a mere experiencer of the entity of the consciousness, isn't it? It is a self-knower, and it is that which has an aspect of the apprehender. So, you know, the factor of mere experience of itself, yeah, the mere factor of experience, you know, which is a factor of consciousness, is an inherent part of consciousness. And inherent is not the philosophical part, but it is the natural, it is just consciousness. It's like that. From the moment consciousness existed, consciousness has that factor. You know, that of experiencing itself, yeah.
Oh, Tindara Shakta Tila Shigashi Midota. A cousin, huh? Didn't call it Yakta. Okay? Tatisha Mido, huh? That's all I can say, huh? Nothing more. Yeah, next.
Okay, so why can't the entity be the consciousness itself?
Huh? Which one?
You said the main mind. The main mind actually experiences the entity or object.
Okay. Of the object, yes.
Yeah. So why can't this entity be consciousness itself?
And why can't the object be consciousness?
That's my question. Why can't the main object be consciousness itself? Why can't the entity, the object that's realized by the mind, be consciousness itself? Why must it be other object, you know?
So, you know, when we say a mean mind engages, what a mean mind does, it is engages or it focuses or you know relates more, trying to find out, you know, about the entity of the object. The object here can be consciousness, but it has to be a consciousness other than itself. Consciousness other than itself.
So, when we say mind and mental factors, when we talk about consciousness, it can be studied under mind and mental factors. So, mind and mental factors in this case will not be all encompassing, because there's one more self-knower that's outside that is also consciousness.
Okay.
Yeah. That means you have to add one more.
Yeah, you can say that.
Thank you.
다들 내 마카레도
그거 아까 사기가는 거리.
Okay.
Just to follow up what Sri Kim was saying, then would this self-knowing direct perceiver be non-associated compositional factor?
Why?
Because it's neither, or it is still a consciousness, yeah. But then it's not under mind and mental factor. Yeah. It's not under mind and mental factor, but it's a consciousness. Yeah. So you can't study this one under mind and mental factor. Or it doesn't belong to it. Okay. All right.
So self-knowing direct perceiver is a division of direct perceiver, yeah, isn't it? Because direct perceivers, when divided, there are four: sense direct perceivers, mental direct perceivers, self-knowing direct perceivers, and yogic direct perceivers. Yeah. So it is a division of direct perceiver, and therefore it has to be a consciousness. Yeah, a direct perceiver is necessarily a knower, right? So self-knowing direct perceiver would necessarily be a consciousness.
어떻게 되네? 안 지남당 소남스도 다 샤바 인고가 지남스나 샤바라 고고 소남스나 샤바실라 고고래 다 랑레스도 지남시거든 샤바인바 다 세부인바래 그와다 랑레스 셴베 오몽고스 이원에 좀 오슴디 다 고 신레기 샤바세 소남스게요래 어디야 다 샤바 인고야
So, aspect of the apprehender, aspect of the apprehended, and these two are necessarily consciousnesses. Yeah. They are consciousness. But the self-knower is an aspect of the apprehended. Yeah. Apprehender. Then you have the sense direct perceiver, mental direct perceivers, and yogic direct perceivers. And these three are other knowers. And they are aspect of the apprehended. Yeah.
What?
No,
I'm still stuck in class and blues. Okay. I just want to clarify, because a few lessons, it was mentioned that, let's say, for example, the illustration is first moment of apprehending blue.
First moment of what apprehending blue?
Eye consciousness of apprehending blue, okay. So, for that, it is an eye conscious, direct sense valley cognizer apprehending blue. But the impermanence of a blue also appears to such consciousness, but it doesn't realize it. It doesn't realize the blue impermanence of blue.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, it is a direct valley cognizer apprehending blue, with respect to blue. But it's actually an awareness to which an object appears but not ascertained with respect to impermanence of blue. I mean, I just want to clarify.
So you're saying the two minds, or is it one mind being two things at one time?
One mind having two heads. one mind having two roles.
One mind being two things at one time.
Yeah.
One mind being two minds.
One mind being having two roles. Yes, I have a guy being a father as well as a husband.
So you're saying a valley cognizer, which is an AAA?
No, that's what I say. It's with respect to the vast, the blue, and with respect to, it's an AAA with respect to the impermanence of blue.
You got the question? You got the question? Okay, so I don't have to repeat. The Munzin Mumbung Munzin Samarva.
Munzin Mishesena, that's Samarva.
So the eye consciousness apprehending blue is a valid cognizer, isn't it? Yeah, it's a valid cognizer. So if it is a valid cognizer, then it cannot be an awareness to which an object appears but it's not
ascertainable.
So the question from Kwaching is that the subject here is an eye consciousness apprehending blue. The eye consciousness apprehending blue is a valid cognizer, isn't it? Therefore, if it's a valid cognizer, it cannot be an awareness to which an object appears but it's not ascertained. But to this eye consciousness apprehending blue, blue's impermanence appears to it as well, isn't it? Blue appears to it, but it's not ascertained, isn't it? So does that, blue's impermanence, it's not blue, it's impermanent. Blue's impermanence appears to the eye consciousness apprehending blue, isn't it? So it appears, but it's not ascertained. So does that make the eye consciousness apprehending blue an AAA? Yeah, that's the question. Yeah.
Oh, talk to you.
So, this mind, this eye consciousness apprehending blue, is an awareness to which an object appears but it's not ascertained with respect to blue's impermanence. But this eye consciousness apprehending blue is not an AAA.
So what I just said is correct in that sense.
Ta nala manjeba lo su ta kalasna ram di ju ge zo di la ta wa shi ta ta kun ji mi shi sna ko ju ge zo ni ngo ba ro ngo me de mi ta ba ma ra ba ba
Okay, so the eye consciousness appearing blue, you follow now. The eye consciousness appearing blue, to this consciousness appearing blue, the blue's impermanence also appear to it, but it's not ascertained. So with respect to blue's impermanence, the eye consciousness appearing blue is an AAA. But eye consciousness appearing blue is not an AAA. Why? Because whether something is an AAA or not, it basically is dependent on the object of operation, yeah, or the object of engagement. Yeah. So what is the object of engagement of an eye consciousness appearing blue? It is blue, yeah, not blue's impermanence, right? Okay, so the conclusion is this: an eye consciousness apprehending blue is a valid cognizer. Yeah, it is not an awareness to which an object appears, but it's not ascertained. But with respect to blue's impermanence, the eye consciousness apprehending blue is an AAA. But that fact does not entail that the eye consciousness apprehending blue itself is an AAA.
Can I ask about generality?
Huh?
Generality.
You ask.
I don't understand.
I didn't see anyone.
Oh, sorry. Getting cold, okay. That's why.
Hi.
I really
there's
don't
no aspect.
Yeah. There's no aspect of offended. No, offender. I really don't quite understand about this generality thing. Okay, vast generality is actually the opposite of non-vast.
What is vast generality?
What is vast generality? It's actually opposite of non-vast. Whereas this meaning generality of a vast is this appearance as the opposite of non-vast mixed with whatever appears, the vast itself that appears. So these two are mutually exclusive? Or they are the same?
One more? Yeah.
Okay, vast generality is actually the opposite of non-vast.
Opposite?
What do you mean by low-vast? What do you mean by low-vast?
Bum-chi, dun-chi, bum-chi.
Bum-chi.
Bum-chi. What do you mean by low-vast? Bum-chi, right?
Okay, then meaning general...
Bum-chi, right? Bum-chi, right?
So, is it a vast generality? Yes. Okay. Opposite from non-vast. Is it a vast generality? You have to say yes. Yeah.
Okay. Then meaning generality is of a vast. Okay.
Meaning generality of vast.
Vast. Okay.
Is
this appearance as an opposite of non-vast?
Appearance as.
The opposite.
You're saying, is it the appearance as opposite from non-vast?
Yes. Mixed with the vast appearing.
When we say generality of vast, or vast generality, that is different from meaning generality of vast.
Okay, good.
Okay.
So, what is meaning generality of us? Meaning generality of us has to be an appearance as opposite from non-vast. But that is not sufficient. On top of being an appearance as opposite from non-vast, it has to be an imputed factor as well. It means permanent. Imputed factor. Imputed by thought, yeah.
Yes.
It has to be a factor imputed by thought.
Okay. Alright, then.
So vast generality, but vast generality per se, obviously non-vast, right? Is permanent or impermanent?
Vast generality is permanent because it is also an imputation by thought. So, like when we talk about vast generality or instant or specific generality and specific generality and instant, they are by themselves imputed by thought, right? Mere imputation by thought, right? Concept, right? Generality, instance, right? Generality and instance by themselves imputed by thought, imputed factors in general. Yeah. But whatever is a, let's say, a vast generality is permanent. But whatever is a vast generality is not necessarily permanent. You know. Yeah, it is. For example, something which is vast generality but is not permanent is opposite from non-vast. Opposite from non-vast is vast, right? Opposite from non-vast is vast generality, isn't it? If it's impermanent, isn't it?
Yeah.
So whatever is a vast generality is not necessarily permanent. But vast generality itself is permanent.
I'm just wondering, does opposite of non-vast include absence of a horse on the vast?
Opposite from a non-vast?
Does it include absence of a horse on the vast?
Huh? What?
It's like minus minus one, do you get two or do you get one?
No, I'm just curious because vast generality is quite quite fuzzy. You know what I mean? It exists in all, basically all vast, right?
So you're asking why opposite from non-vast cannot be a?
No, what I meant is, does it include because you say it's not necessarily impermanent. It's not necessarily permanent. Whatever is a vast generality is not necessarily permanent, right?
Yeah, it's not necessarily permanent, yes.
Okay, so there can be what you call opposite or non-vast, which is vast. That's why it's impermanent.
Yes.
That would mean, doesn't mean that opposite of non-vast also include permanent phenomena, such as absence of a horse on the vast.
You're saying whatever is opposite from non-vast is not necessarily impermanent, yeah, basically.
Yeah. Can it be? I'm just curious.
Example?
Absence of horse on the vast.
Absence of
horse.
Absence of horse in this room.
Something like that. Absence of pink.
It's a vast generality.
I'm just curious. Does it include that?
The absence of a horse in this room is not opposite from non-vast, right?
It's not.
So the lack of a horse in front of us now, that is not an opposite from non-vast, right?
Mm.
Because if it's opposite from non-vas, it is that opposite from non-vas is vas, therefore it's necessarily impermanent. Yeah. Basically, opposite from non-vas is necessarily vas.
Okay.
Therefore, it's necessarily impermanent. Yeah.
Mm. So is that okay? Then the vas generality itself, okay, there's an impermanent phenomena which is the opposite of non-vas. So what would be the vas generality that's a permanent phenomena? You know what I'm getting
at? You're not asking vas generality is permanent or not. You're asking whatever is a vas, is there something that's a vas generality?
That is permanent.
That is permanent,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Appearance is opposite from non-vas. I guess a lot of people are not understanding if something by itself is permanent, then how at the same time there can be something which is it but which is impermanent, right? I think a lot of people are stuck in at this point, right? I think.
Okay.
Taking from that point, I'm very confused myself. And the generality, can I say is the characters of the vase would be permanent? The characters. See, instead of, say, like you're talking about, you gave an example as the appearance of the vase, as example of permanent phenomena, and to illustrate generality of vas being a permanent phenomena, could I say generality of vas could be equivalent to, say, like the characters, like it's flat and it's bulky, you know, it holds something, and those would be the characters of vas.
And they are permanent.
And that they are permanent.
How are they permanent?
Well, it's just the same as like you are imputing a vas. I mean, a vas. The appearance of is a general characteristics.
You're saying the characteristics of vas is permanent.
Yes. I'm trying to understand the meaning of generality of vas. Not the meaning generality, but the generality vas.
Okay. Yeah, we'll stop here today, huh? Yeah, maybe Benny give some talk to some few minutes, yeah.
Asked to share my experience studying the basic program with everybody here. Basically, you know, going through the first basic program for myself, it is not free from conception. No, it is not. It is not free from problems. Now you're awake already. Catch your attention. Okay, so basically what you know, myself personally, what I went through in the basic program, the first, you know, the first six years, it is not free from problems. Okay, personally, I, you know, experienced all hosts of difficulties and problems. You know, that problems that I could not imagine could happen in my own life, and that occur right smack in the middle of a basic program. Were there any instances that I felt like giving up? If I say no, I'll be lying to you. Definitely there are occasions I felt like giving up. Okay? The period you call the Lung period. Alright? So yeah, the Lung period, alright? Where you know you wanted to do it, but you know, something is keeping you from wishing to achieve those things. So you feel like you're torn between two worlds. You know, like you want to do it, but then you know, there are things that is pulling you away. Yeah? So, but how do I overcome this? You know, get some rest. What do you call it? The fourth joyous perseverance is called what? The joyous perseverance of what? Relaxing what?
Oh, the one of my favorite, the power of relinquishment.
Relinquishment.
There are four powers. I don't remember the first three. The last one I always remember.
And so you all share the same sentiment, right? Have some rest.
Yeah.
Recuperate.
Yes.
And ask myself, after that, what happened? Yeah. If I were to give up, life will be, to me, very meaningless. You know, because it's like going back to where I came from, you know, it's like ordinary work and job and you know whatever blah blah blah, this life, you know, all the some, you know, whatever you call it, yeah, I would, you know, be very very bored. You know, if you go, ladies go shopping, guys I don't know, do one, you know, watch TV, you know, be a slouch in a potato couch potato, you know, it'd be so meaningless, you know. So I find that even after a while of you're going through the down period, yeah, the trough of, you know, the process of studying, you know. After a while, I come back, you know, I feel rejuvenated, okay. And after that, when I continue on, I find, you know, there's joy. You know, slowly picking up, and when I start to know things, you know, there are even more joy. Okay, so that's what keeps me from giving up and keeps me going. You know, the thought that thinking if I don't do this, life will be meaningless for me. There is no point. So therefore, doing the basic program to me is the entire point of my life. All right, so if you see that, then whatever difficulties there are, you just go for the power of, think of, remember this, yeah? All right, but don't stay away too long. Maybe one day, you know, one lesson that must come back immediately. All right, you need the rest, you take the rest, you know, for me, yeah. And come back and continue on. Because at the end of the day, I really, really, really was very glad I did not give up. If I did, then, you know, I'll be like a wandering, hungry ghost, you know, wandering around. You know, hopefully not in Geylang, but wandering around. You know, very meaningless. Finding life, it is very meaningless. Then now, you look at, until today, you know, the first batch, we have still so many questions unanswered. Guachin keep on asking questions, myself, people asking me, why you ask so many questions, right, Patricia? Get back time. So you see, you know, until today we still have so many things unanswered, and Ken Rinpoche only is able to answer a little bit here and there, you know, because it cannot fit our mind, my mind at least, you know. And I noticed that only also this batch that Ken Rinpoche started explaining on the collected topics. In the first batch he did not. He asked us to memorize all the definition, you know. Your first batch will know. We will attest to it. So I guess you guys are very, you know, up there. You know, can we just see that it's time to explain to you? He didn't do that for us. So therefore, you know, it's like all this, you know, through the kindness, you know, explaining so many things that in our lifetime, I don't think we will have the opportunity to learn. And if you think that this is like, you know, you want to only learn it in Pure Land, you know, now you want to go and relax, you know, it's to me, it's like an escape kind of mentality. All right? So, and eventually you find that, I'll find that, you know, there's really, really nothing there, you know, until, you know, you've learned something. Just to give you an example today, when Ken Ramichi explained a little bit about the apprehended and apprehended, it's that much clearer, you know. I explained a little bit more about the self-knower. That's much clearer compared to the first time. So now when you are doing it for the first time, you are a valid cognizer, new, yeah. So it is very unfamiliar. It is exactly the same for me. When I was doing it the first time, it was very, very, you know, how to say, you know, in another world territory, the kind of thing. So much so that, you know, we were only left, myself was only left to, you know, merely memorizing what is being taught. Forget about knowing what it means. But today, 9 years later, it started in 2003, now it's 2012. 9 years later, you know, it makes sense. So it takes that long a time. If you think that you need to, you know immediately within one lesson, you know, it's a bit too unrealistic. It took 9 years for me. So you want it to be learned in one lesson. How to? So you, but to me, it's like the time spent doing all this is, you know, nothing can replace it. It's all worth it. Why? Because now I understand a little bit more than 9 years ago. So if you take a long term picture, think about, you know, taking us as guinea pigs. Yeah, we have experienced it and then now sharing with you. You know, take a long term picture. What you don't understand, go back to memorizing things. And go through the things that we went through ourselves, you know. A lot of people ask me, is there a shortcut? What do you call it? Quick fix, you know. Dummy, what? How to... okay, whatever for dummy, you know. Philosophy for dummies, you know. Many, many ways to shortcut it. All right? I think the only way to shortcut it is purification and accumulation. All right? And the most powerful way is guru devotion. All right? So, thank you very much.
So what Benny said, he took 9 years to understand a little bit. I took 30 years to understand a little bit. Yeah. It took about 18 years in a full-time study. I still had a lot of questions. Yeah. So coming here about 10, 12 years, I teach one class, but when I teach second class, I have more questions than the first time. So, it's really, I mean, this the quality of the Buddha's teaching. You know, how much you study, that much you have the question. You know, so that means that much you are getting intelligent. Okay, that means you are getting close to enlightenment. Yeah, you understand? When you talk about the Buddha, you know, knowing everything. Yeah? So each time you're clearing some doubt, you understand something. So that means you're closer to knowing everything. Yeah? So there's no other way. Yeah? So it's not easy, it's difficult. But put your effort, make strong prayer, give your time. discussion, okay? You will try, you put effort. I think not everybody becomes same, but some way you will get something, okay? So that's the important part to understand. So, as well. Discussion Sunday, yeah? Huh? I don't need some question or no? Huh? I don't know what question to give us. Huh?
I think I mentioned this before, yeah. So in the course of one's learning, yeah, all sorts of obstacles and hindrances can occur, and therefore it is very important to make strong aspirational prayers, yeah, to succeed all the time.
Yeah.
So therefore the reason, on this Friday I'll be giving a short introduction to the deity Mo's secret high griever. Yeah. A short introduction and maybe some suggestions on simple practice, a short practice based on the Mo's secret high griever. So if you can come to this introduction on Mo's secret high griever and you know, find out about maybe a little bit about the short practice that one can do, because relying on Mo's secret high griever, praying to Mo's secret high griever, relying on him and doing a short meditation practice or mantra recitation becomes a very supreme method for overcoming obstacles in one's learning process studies, and also it can also deal with both human and non-human interferences. This deity is a deity with whom we, the organization, and also for some of us as an individual, as a deity whom we have had a very long karmic affinity or connection with.
Talu de besi bongdila mixer gitinde tanjo tanda bato chungyo mare.
In the previous basic program, we did collect some money from everyone a little bit, and we, you know, as a class, the class at that time collectively sponsored the puja, Mosigra High River Tokong, we say independent Tokong, it's an extensive talk offering and fulfillment puja. Yeah. Which was done in Sarah, it was done a couple of times. Yeah. So this time round, we didn't say anything. But recently, this idea was brought up.
So they brought up this time many people that they don't understand. So they think best time to do puja now. So hope they can understand faster.
So it is important to have faith and to make single pointed requests, yeah, to the deity. Yeah. But the most important factor is one's determination, you know. So yeah, that's the most important factor. On the basis of, you know, keeping that firm determination, then, you know, then if we make single pointed requests and rely on this deity, then, you know, of course things can be achieved. Yeah.
Okay, we stop here.
All right. Sorry?
Thursday. Yeah.
Okay. And so